Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast again, and thank you for joining me for another episode on this Mission Minded Monday as we are continuing a series of praying for greater understanding of biblical salvation accounts. We are looking here this morning at Acts chapter 17, verses 10 through 15, that detail the conversion of those in the town or city of Berea. In verse number 10, we see that they were in the synagogue of the Jews, meaning, and what we can see by that is that they had a love for God and His law and doing His will. And then in verse number 11, though, we get more commentary on what is so great about these people and their conversion is that they were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, according to the New King James Version. So they were more fair-minded, but why? Well, it tells us that they received the Word of God, with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so, and that many of them believed. What a great conversion story. And so would you pray with me at this time for more people to understand and look to and have an open heart with the salvation account here of the Bereans. Father in heaven, we thank you for the first century church and their example to us, how they knew their mission and how they sought to fulfill their mission to spread the gospel to others and to truly convert many. Father, we thank you for this example of those at the synagogue in Berea who were added to the church, to your kingdom. We thank you for their open mind and heart to search out the truth, despite what they were previously taught. We thank you for their willingness and diligence to search the Scriptures daily and to test the things which Paul preached to them to see whether they matched God's Word. Father, we thank you for the words from Paul that were grounded in the truth which led them to believing in Jesus Christ and obeying the gospel there, being converted, and continuing to study daily. What a wonderful thing that is, Father, and we're thankful for that example. Father, we pray that everyone would look to this account with an open heart, that they would study this account without bias, but seeking the truth of the matter. How were these people converted, and what did they do? And we pray that everyone would diligently seek your word every day, that they would ask the right questions about what they are studying, and that they would ask you in prayer for wisdom to find the truth. And once that they have found the truth, that they would not only do it, but seek to tell others about it and how it changed their lives and how they were converted through the same examples and in the same way as we find here with the Bereans and others that we've looked at. Father, we ask that we would have an urgency and a concern for souls, and that every soul would continue searching or begin searching for you, and that we would seek out those who are searching and those who even are not searching. Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name and by His authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning, and remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My